Good morning, everybody. Let us bow our head and we go to pray first. Father, thank you for giving us good morning so we can come and then we start our activity in your house, Father. We ask your word speak to us and then guide us. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us all continue in Bible reading. This morning, I want to read from Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. But there will be no more gloom for her who was in anguish. In earlier times, he treated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali with contempt, but later he shall make it glorious by the way of the sea and the other side of Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walk in the darkness will see the great light. Those who live in the dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation, you shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence and as with the gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulder, the rod of their oppressor as at the battle of Midian. For the boat of the booted warrior in the battle tumult and cloak roll in the blood will be for burning full for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Brothers and sisters, after Isaiah talked about judgment from chapter 7 to 8, now he talked about hoping. In Isaiah chapter 7 and 8, the judgment come because they don't trust God. They do not surrender their life to God. That's why the enemy come. But in the Old Testament, especially in the book of Isaiah, when we see the judgment of God, always end with one point, something new. That's the character of God. Judgment and hope is work together. In God's hand, every time he judges, discipline his people, by the end, because of his love, he wants his people changed. He wants his people come close to him. If we see our situation today, it seems that, something happened in our city. But by the end, as the believer, we believe that something good will happen after this. Because when I see the situation, it is not only a political situation. It is only it is also heart problem. Fear, people worry, and we pray that after this situation, not only they can resolve the political problem, but also people can resolve their inner heart, where fear inside this heart, and then they can see that God still in his control, God still sit in the throne, as in Isaiah chapter 6, when God sit on the throne, his robe reach the earth. That means everything in the earth is in his control. Now we go deep to chapter 9. We see who the object of this discussion. Do the Isaiah speak to the Israel kingdom or Isaiah speak to Judah kingdom? For me, I believe that Isaiah speak to Judah kingdom Because from the beginning, Isaiah is the prophet who speaks to Judah kingdom. Israel kingdom is no more because the people already took out from Samaria to Aram. But now Isaiah speaks that one day Judah kingdom, the people in Jerusalem also take out and then send to the Babel. It is a dark time for them. But after that, there is a new time. The people who walk in the darkness will see a great light. Great light means something new, give you hope. And then it must happen, and people always want to know how it happened. Because when one nation took out from their hometown and then moved to other place, after 70 years, who will bring this nation go back? No one know at that time, brothers and sisters. Isaiah only say, we'll see a great light. When Isaiah said, we'll see a great light, Isaiah want to bring their memory come back to how God do in the history of Israel. When the first time Israel family, Jacob and his family, went to Egypt, and then after 430 years, and then God called Moses to bring them go back to the promise of land. In God, always happen like this. Sometime we struggle with our problem. We always say, ask, how come? How long? What should I do? Yeah. And God say, if you trust me, just wait, and you can see how God bless you, how God lead you, how God bring you from this problem to the victorious. This is what I learned from chapter 9, verse 2. Now, we go to the our reading. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness, and they will be glad in your presence. You shall multiply the nation. Brothers and sisters, people took out from the land and then moved to Babel kingdom, and they can multiply. Yeah, it's something that according to my mind, I cannot accept it, because when you brought from one city to another city, you are not come as a professional worker. You are not come as a domestic worker, but you come as a slave. Slave is the lower class of the people at that time. But they can multiply. If we read Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, let's open Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plan for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and hope. Brothers and sisters, it is interesting for us, because when Jeremiah speak this verse, Jeremiah was in Jerusalem, and the people who accept this letter were in the Babylonia. Yeah. And then in the Babylonia, Jeremiah sent a letter, and Jeremiah said this word. First 5. Build houses and live in them. Plant garden and ate their produce, take wives, and become the fathers of son and daughter, and take wives for your son, and give your daughter to husband, that they may be a son and daughter, and multiply there, and do not decrease. Oh, brothers and sisters, that's mean, even in exiles, God still take control. Even in exile, God still take control. When I speak this verse to our member, most of them domestic helper, most of them have beaten a height. Some of them feel, oh yeah, I come to Hong Kong like exiled people. But even though you feel your position like exiled people, but God still go with you. You can do something. You can do something as long. Don't hear false prophet. You need to hear my word. You need to hear what I say to you. That's why in verse 11 say, for I know the plan that I have for you. Verse 12, then you will call upon me. Come, pray to me, and I will listen to you. Come, pray, and I will listen to you. Many people want to know practical solution in bad situation. Yeah, many people want to know practical solution. How we can solve this problem? What should we do? Do we need to do this, that, and those? Many people always know. But the Bible told us, then you will call upon me. Come, pray to me. Verse 13, you will seek me, find me. 14, I will be found by you. I talk about God. In God, you have all question for your problem. In God, we have all answer for our nation political situation. We don't know, brothers and sisters. Last week, when I joined seminar in SP, talk about serving God in Middle East, I want to learn how pastor, Christian people can share the gospel for Middle East people. As I know, similar problem with our ministry to serve people in Hong Kong for non-believer. Yeah, is very difficult. But God has his own way to break down the nation, and then most of the Middle East people become refugee in Europe, in other place. When they become a refugee in Europe and other place, it is a good time for the people in Europe to share the gospel for them. This the way God changed the people. God want to share the gospel for the people. So God has their own way. Our job is to find that way. To find that way. Many of us want to get the answer, but God always let us know, find the way, then you get the answer. Yeah, then you get the answer. That's why sometimes I'm too stupid to use GPS. Yeah, 10 times using GPS, 9 times I walk in wrong direction. Yeah, so it's the easiest way is, okay, we meet in this point. I see you and you see me and we walk together. Okay? Yeah? And we walk together. Yeah? And when we walk together, even I close my eyes, just follow them, then I will arrive. So find the way. Who is the way? The way is God himself. Now go back to Isaiah chapter 9. After speak to the people, Isaiah give one promise. Verse 6. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. Of course, people at that time want to know who is this child. Because current situation, they will send to Babylonia. And then kingdom of David already cut off. And then who is the son? Who is the son? But if they smart enough, of course, we are smart, but we live in different situation. That's why we don't know what Isaiah speak about. If they smart enough, then they can see that when Isaiah say a child will be born to us, the government will rest on his shoulder and his name will call Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. This all title never belong to man. This title only belong to God. Only belong to God. That means a child who come from God, who come from God, will resolve all the problem. All the problem. For ancient time, the child we can see from the book of Esther, Nehemiah, when Ahasuerus let the people of Israel go back. But Ahasuerus only solved one problem, to bring back Judah, go to Jerusalem. But who will resolve everything? The child from God will resolve everything. And we are blessed people because now we know the child who Isaiah speak about is Jesus. On the book of Luke chapter 4, Jesus said, now the man who you are waiting is in the midst of you. I am the child that Isaiah speak about. And then in Jesus, we can see that he is the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. So Isaiah want to lead the people in bad situation to come to God. Because only God can solve your problem. And God will solve the problem for you. Why? Because God loves you. Brothers and sisters, come back to this conclusion. Then I can say that God will help us to solve our problem, to solve nation problem, and to solve the whole problem. What we need to do, is to extend our prayer requests. Just extend our prayer requests. The story always told us our prayer can break the wall, even the strongest wall, even the farthest wall. When I was a kid, 9 to 10 years old, I like to read newspaper, and then at that time, the world only talk about two leaders. One is Ronald Reagan, and the other is, before Gorbachev, is another Russia president called, let me think about, or you can open Google to find for yourself. Always two leaders talk about the world. One United States and the other Union Soviet. And then after few years, and then no more Uni Soviet, only Russia and other city. And then after a few years, no East Germany, no West Germany, become one Germany. Yeah. We don't know. After a few years, no North Korea, no South Korea, because the earth in his control. God has the answer. Our job is to extend our prayer and seek the way that God gives to us. Now it is the time for us to extend our prayer. Amen. We prepare our heart before we extend our prayer by worship God first. We want to give thanks to Him who always controls the earth, who always gives best solution for the people who humble themselves. God has the answer. Let us humble ourselves, seeking Him, and we will find the answer.
Love you, Lord, my strength. God reigns forever all my days. Hallelujah. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock, forever all my days.
Now spend 1 minute to extend our prayer for our nation. Whatever in your heart you speak out. Yeah. Not only for Hong Kong, there are many countries in this world under unstable political situation. People live in fear, in guilt, in shame. We pray that God's mercy come upon them. Let's extend our prayer. With one heart and one voice, this morning we pray. We say to the enemy who always make fear, make guilt, and make shame for other people, we pray that in the name of Jesus, we kick out all the enemies, Satan, devil, who always destroy life. We pray that the enemy, Satan, devil, in leader heart, we pray in the name of Jesus, we will kick it out. Yeah. Now, brothers and sisters, we look our around for brothers and sisters who have physical problem. We also pray for them. Yeah, brothers and sisters who have cancer, who run chemotherapy in their body, we pray that God will touch them and then heal them. We also pray that God can speak to them who have physical weakness to open their heart to receive salvation. Also pray for brothers and sisters, family in infirmities condition. When the doctor say it's very difficult, but in God's hand, God can give new part of the body. And then the last part, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking new job. We pray that God will lead them to find the best one. Now we go to Hong Kong government, and then all the problem in the city, not only political but also social problem, also emotional problem, finance problem, family problem in this city. We pray that God will throw His mercy for the city. And then the people in this city will look upon Him and then worship Him. Yeah. Let's pray together. Yeah. Also, we pray for SP staff. We pray for Senior Pastor P. Sam and all the staff. We pray for them so that all leader and staff in this church always find the answer from God to encourage people in SP family. We pray for them, bless them, brothers and sisters. Yeah, pray for them and then bless them and then encourage them so that they can serve well in this church. Pray for hospitality team, welcoming and barista, and also pray for worship team and sound team and then computer team. We pray that all team in this church can work well to prepare worship, to welcome people. Let's pray for them. And then the last one, let's pray for tonight. We have prayer meeting. We pray that many people will come, humble themselves, and then ask God. We pray that by prayer meeting, people can get the answer and then equip to encourage their family, their friend, and their society. Let's pray it. Let us end our prayer meeting. We stand up and then we sing again the song that Pastor Andrew led us just now. Yeah, we want to worship Him before we leave this sanctuary, and we really want to glorify His name. And we believe that God loves us, and He will give the way, the answer for us.
I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like You do. God, I look to You. You were my hope. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. I will love You. I will love You, Lord, my shield. I will love You, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love You, God.
Peace from Jesus Christ, the love from God, and the leading of Holy Spirit, Shalom, will lead us today and forever. Amen.